There we go.
All right, we'll call the special meeting to order. There's, the mayor isn't here, so Rachel Jacari will be down in a minute until he gets here. We will do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we have our public hearing for our budget amendment. And there is no public here for
motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion carried. And now we will call to order the special meeting. And we will do an approval of resolution 04-2027 for a budget amendment for fiscal year 2026.
So I tried to type it out in the email so you guys could understand and include the old one and the new one. The biggest thing is that they pulled those SRF loans out, the extra payment in June, and Craig Shepard told me to leave it in June because basically we've been doing it backwards, and so he recommended leave it in June, which then put us over budget in the sewer, not in the water fund, because the water was fine, but the sewer was close enough with that project that it put us over there. And then for some reason I didn't document it correctly on the cash on hand that we were going to use, our available cash when we were doing the project, and so we were my numbers were $7,000, roughly $7,000 off. And I just wanted to have that noted on this resolution so that if the auditors were asking or look at something, that it's actually noted in here currently. So.
Okay, so I just have a question about this adopting the 12th day of November.
That was the first. Yeah. So that was our first resolution that we did. And because the bids come in higher, because we were anticipating getting $90,000 of contingency money, and that was lower at $78,000. And then the bids we were thinking were going to be, you know, close to that money, and they came in at $128,000 or something like that for the lift station, for the port lift station. So we did that first budget amendment for that. And then when I had done the totals, I had forgotten to add in that new sewer loan into the totals too. So that was why our balance was off right away. Does that make sense?
Resolution.
I make a motion to approve warrant resolution 6-2026.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
Oh, wait.
Is it
the
04-2027?
Or is it the 6-2026? This is wrong.
Oh, it's
04-2027, sorry.
04-2027, okay. But it doesn't have a number on the top.
Yeah, okay, I see that. I make...
So it's for the 04...
04-2027.
And your second is 04-2027.
Correct.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All with the same sign. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So now we are calling to order the preliminary budget building meeting. Take over from you.
Alright.
I guess
we're
going
to
set
up first or just
when we
jump right in.
Let's do it.
Both feet, gotcha.
So, what we're going to want to start with first is wages. So, it's that sets everything. So, that on the very last page of your packet, I have this printed off. And I was explaining to Jim kind of how it works. So this page does show the beginning wages of where we're currently at. I did include John in there just because we can budget for him and then he transitions out like he'd like to and we get someone else we're prepared for that. And I had the different ranges for the COLA, the CPI, NACO, the ones that came across the listserv. These are the three different ones that other cities and towns use. And I just picked the middle of them at the 3%, which would then be John, Dave, and myself, because the new guys had been here long enough, even though it shows where they're at. And then I was hoping to bring Nikki up to 17 with everything she's doing and keep her with that beginning pool manager wage in there. Just she's tons of deposits, takes the cash, she's got a lot of responsibilities when she's here covering me, so
she's done an excellent job on all this lead lines.
And she has taken the water policy and sewer update on the water policy and creating a sewer policy, and she is running with it. We will have rough drafts at the August meeting when you guys approve.
She's also done the lawns, plus checking back with them.
Yep. And yeah, all of the letters for those.
And keeping track of all that. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I would be lost without her.
She seems like she's a great asset.
She is.
Or you know.
Really is. So. So what these then, they go to the payroll page. So page 10.
So when was this Cody Kimba put on? We talked to Tina and they're like, we don't even know who this is. Never even heard of anyone.
A month before the last meeting.
Dave mentioned it
out
in his comments.
Oh, I did not hear that.
No, I didn't hear.
Yeah, he did. He mentioned it in his comments. Dave and James interviewed him and then he did background check and drug testing. Everything came back great and
cool.
doing a fantastic job.
Really happy with them.
So that top, the bottom part shows the existing salaries, but if you look at the top, that would be with the 3% for myself, Dave, and John. It does show Russell and Cody as if they were to get all of their licenses within the year, just because of planning purposes. And then everyone underneath that goes across. Then these totals with all of the expenses are then taken to your salary percentage page. Just going to see a new 17. And then it is broken down by the fund. So 21% of the salaries goes to water, 11 to sewer, 25 to garbage, 16 to streets, 1% to car, 21 to pests, 14 to shell, and 12 to park and pools. And then I take those numbers that are underneath that and put them into the fund sheets. So just so you know where those numbers are coming from on that. But that is up to you guys on the salaries and what you guys want to do with it. If you I was explaining to talking to James about it with the matrix. Four licenses would put Greg, his interiors would put Dave at $29. And with a 3% raise, it would come at $29.36. So it's a 36 cents difference. You guys, Public Works. Things that I was thinking of with when looking at it. And on the salary percentage page, I'm going to, once we get a consistent crew, I'm gonna pull time cards and see just how much time is spent by each of them in the different funds so that we can make sure that this percentage page is accurate next year, because I know right now it's not. We're just kind of rolling with it. Thoughts, concerns, ideas?
Where was it? You said that if those guys got their licenses in the year, what would their pay be? Is it on this?
So it's on this one.
On page 10.
Yeah,
okay.
On page 10.
And you just put those in there because if they get
that, we want to make. Yeah, and we want to budget. Just like
four.
Keeping John in there at his wage.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him getting off
board. No.
Well, yeah, but it's good to budget for it.
Yeah, because then we don't have to come back.
We love overachievers.
Gives you an idea.
Right.
He is great thing.
Yeah.
It's the one after 9 year.
I've got 8, 9, 13, but it might be.
Oh, my printer grabbed the time.
Here, you can see it.
My printer
was
taking pages out and plugging and dumping
them
on the ground, and so.
It's
8, 9, 13.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That was better?
All right.
And so then it fills in the projection off of that wage with their overtime, again, an estimate, and including what the town pays towards Social Security, Medicare, unemployment, workers' comp, and health insurance.
Okay. And you mentioned doing something different with Dave's wage, or what?
Well, so if we went with just the matrix, he would be at $29. If we do the 3%, he's at $29.36. And so that's what I put it in at, is the 3%.
Okay.
Not at following the matrix.
Oh, I
see. Since he is public works and tenures.
With the boys, and I'm just asking because of curiosity, with them still being on probation,
So they will remain at $20.
Okay.
Yep. The only raise is that they would
I just
get
over in the 3%.
Yep. Yeah.
But yes,
I highlighted the whole thing and I shut that. So they would stay at their starting wage.
Okay.
They haven't either of them have been here.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah. So no, they would not receive a raise unless
they got their license.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And following the matrix for the license. I should have had it at the end of the night.
I'm fine with all of that. I don't know anything different to do. You guys have thoughts?
I think 3% is fair. And what's the...
It's projected. It's projected to be 3.6 to 3.7 for 2077.
Okay.
Cost of living.
So we're right in the middle.
Okay, 3.6 to 3.7?
3.6 to 3.7% for
the
cost of living
low
in 2027.
Side
of
it,
yeah. I don't see anything wrong with
3%. How do you guys feel about your wages in comparison to...
I said, I think for Chester, it's very good.
Yes, I agree.
So we're going to go 3%.
I think that's,
yeah.
So, based on that, I did take the liberty to fill in everything, but if you guys want to change anything, you sure can. Starting with the general fund, I...
Sorry, maybe one... So we are going to do 17 for Nikki, though, right?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay.
Yes, I think that, yes.
I think that.
Would be surprised. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then keep the other two at their $20, and then we'll get, as they get their licenses, it will follow from the matrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we obviously don't have our tax yet.
Okay.
So I just went off of we did bring in more than we projected last year, but I kept it at what we did project last year just to, again, be conservative. We don't know what's going to happen. Better safe than not. So, same with the co-op and the policy interests. Same with our building licenses, our alcohol licenses, and that. The entitlement share and the gambling machine, we can follow, they have that on. one, and so I printed off the schedule for that, so this is the projection amount for that. The Lions Park, this is what we put in for the reimbursement. It should come back at that amount. The pool is staying pretty steady with the revenue, so I left it there. Fines, and I did bump it up from what we projected last year to 2,000. I do think we will see that increase, since we did see a little bit of an increase last month, even. So I might, hopefully I don't beat my old time up. And then investments, I did just keep it low again. If we get more, that's great. If we don't, then we're not banking on it. No donations expected for this year, and I did, when we get into the expenditures, we would need to use some of our cash reserves. So I did figure those in there. We have still rough, just shy of 9,000 left for pool donations to use. So the wages for town council, judge, mayor, they all don't know how many times I said so, you guys have to save it, exit, and go back in because it does this funky. Right. What's my things together? So, council wages, police support, mayor, they'll stay well within what we budgeted and expect it to be. So, put in the wages from going with what you guys decided, and then kept it very close to what our actuals were on supplies, miscellaneous, professional services. I tried to list off to the side what each of the objects includes, so you guys can see that. We already paid the property insurance, so we know that that is what that amount is. We're looking, we got the welder last year. We'd like to upgrade the pressure washer at the shop, so that would be split amongst general water, sewer, and garbage. So there is a little bit of that in there. The west shed still needs to be painted, so we plan for that. We do have the tin already paid for, just waiting to get put on. And then our computers are past their warranty and need to be upgraded, so we do have that included in here as well. The interlocal agreement, I did open up that amount. I left the fire control the same. I did not find a note or anything where we said we were going to take any remaining funds from the supplies and put it into capital improvement. I don't know if you guys want to look at that, if there's any unspent funds, and I want to transfer them to the fire capital improvement on top of that $2,500 towards a fire truck, or not.
After Monday, this will be pretty
bad, I'm sure. I was going to say that's probably a good idea.
I think so too.
What happened Monday?
Yeah.
If you use the old phone, it's got the water, it's deep water everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's parked back in the fire hall we used to do. So that old 68 International down there.
I think, unfortunately, like, honestly, we don't use them a ton. They sit there. Yep. And so, like, it's just like our ambulances. You know, we have to swap them every so many years, and
I wonder if we could find something on the surplus that, you know, out there. We currently have $10,000 in the fire control capital improvement. county will have 10,000 after the 2,500. So if we come out ahead like we did this year, you know, we could potentially be putting more in there. So
I agree with that.
Okay. So I'm just going to make a note of that so that I know. The salaries for the Rosen Streets come off of that salary percentage page. I was showing you guys. I did leave the animal control at the 200. We actually spent some this year with that one incident, but we found it out. Parks, we've spent all of the Ilstock donation money. So that is not in there, but we did get the trees, the sprinklers, the curbing around there with that. I think it's a great start on the park. So we don't have anything for the repairs and maintenance. The Lions Park pass through goes through this fund, harvest account. And then the side by side, we use it for spraying and for snow removal too, but we spray a lot during the summer with it, and right now there's no doors on it, so every time you turn, you get the spray right up in your face. So John did some pricing and found that we could get sides and doors on it for about $4,500. So we took $2,000 out of general because we sprayed the park and moved snow at the office and the park, and then the other out of the pest fund, we could get doors on there for us. So. And then pool salaries, pool supplies. We stocked up on chlorine and everything this year because we kept running low. So they were a little bit higher, but I did budget higher for them as well. And then I did put in, so repairs and maintenance. I budgeted $10,000. I have not heard back on that for painting the inside of the pool itself. We asked one person, they don't have time, so I did call another. They're going to look at it. They've never painted a pool before, so they don't know, but then I have one other person that I can call and ask as well to get an idea on it. But with the pool closing, it'll be closed by the start of school on the 17th, so we can empty it, it'll be nice and clean, they can paint it, it can get cured, and then we can fill it back up for the winter, rather than trying to clean it, paint it, cure it, fill it up all in the spring. So it's going to work much better if we can get some use of it this fall. So.
You got 10,000 budgeted.
I do. I have 10,000.
Is that counting the 8,900?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, not much out of the other. So, and then we got pool pump, the tarps, the boiler, the stairs, all with that donation money. So it also really helped for people.
Yes, it did.
We've already paid the liability insurance, and then do the regular transfer to capital improvements. Great, actually.
It actually looks perfect.
The water fund, then, we are still working on that project, so it is coming. We had the same thing that happened last year we're still waiting on revenues to come in for claims that we paid. We're holding the checks until the deposits are made, so that makes the revenue look a little bit less than it actually was, but they will come in and not happen. So, but Trish gave me the expected amount that's remaining. I did the math to figure out the projected water rate increase that we're going to be doing, and then with the bulk water as well, and then have the investments. I don't even know what interest rates are projected to do. Do you, Sonia?
Like, I haven't heard.
Okay, so
yeah. I have not heard.
Hopefully we still get that, but it's not. That's the revenues that we are looking at. We don't count on these, but we could still get some connections and different things too. So. Wages from our salary page, and then supplies, seems to be good. I don't think when David and I were talking that there's going to be anything huge, you know, this supply-wise. We did budget more under the purchase services for Bill to go to the meetings for North Central. So that's why I jumped that up quite a bit. We're going to have an audit that could possibly be federal, because of the water project, so taking more out of water or putting more in that line for the audit. And then, of course, Neptune comes out of here because we did meters with it. So, again, trying to just show you guys what comes out of those lines. So, sources wise of the lake, we've got custom water, our utilities, repairs and maintenance. We're just kind of hanging out there. Last year we had budgeted for a pump, we didn't purchase it. So we did decrease the amount that we were going to budget for a pump. And then if you guys thought it would be a good idea where we don't purchase the pump, that we put that $15,000 into the cash reserves for when we actually do the pump. We didn't do that in the past. We did a budget and then just roll it over. But if we actually put it into the cash reserves, then we know we'll have the money if we need it. So I did do put that note in there if you guys think that would be a good idea. For water treatment, we've got the supplies. And then sending schools and exams, utilities. I made a note that our PAs, I've been putting them under the purchase service here, but then we have to recategorize them under the construction because technically they're supposed to be under construction when we're doing a project. So that's why I make a note that they're included in this amount down here, so for the water project. And then we have meters again, portion of the pressure washer, miscellaneous utilities, planning to clean at least one tower, maybe both, the clear wells, we haven't cleaned them for a few years. We did paint the one in the overall back, but that is on Dave's agenda. And just if there's anything else that needs to be done.
We turned off the third level one tower.
Yeah.
And then we're still on that agreement schedule, right?
We're done. The tower painting is done in.
Okay.
Yep, so now we just need to decide on the page that has the capital improvement plan budget. I do kind of have it in there under, it's in the green where we complete it and paid for it, but then we should start thinking about it being a future project. When do we want to do, the old tower? When do we want to do the new tower? Just so that we can start putting money away for it.
I think he just is a mistake on what just having to do all through all of here. Because most of the time they come out of like Denver or
Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So we can start thinking, yeah, get them clean, and then we'll know when they're clean and inspected if really the old tower that we need to get at this next time, because they want our repaired, or so we'll have an idea, and then we can start looking at actually planning for that. And then we've got three loans currently for the water. And if you look at there's a debt service page towards the back of your packet, you can see what they are and what the obvious we are getting close on two of them. So the bond line in will be paid off in 29 and the tower will be paid off in 33. So we are getting, we're making progress. So. And then I did transfer budget to transfer $15,000 regardless of that pump, if we do the pump or not. So if we don't do a pump or use that $15,000 we had earlier up in there, we could transfer $30,000. But if we have to buy a pump, we could pay from this to make it as well. So, but hopefully we can put a minimum of $15,000 into reserves, possibly. Makes those two balance. And this one wants to check in with you, or she's in again. So sewer, we are done with the project, so that is good. Still waiting for the deposit from the SRF final loan contingency money. That's why this looks like we haven't received it yet. And then I stay conservative on the income. I did pull some available cash for lift station. Dave was talking about the other lift stations needing to have repairs done to the control. We kind of budgeted high for that. We hope high, the $55,000. But we would need to, if we choose to do that, we would need to use cash reserves. If you guys don't want to do that, we could take this out, we could take the 55 and then we could move some into cash reserves and then look at it next year. So that would be an option if you guys don't want to do it this year. But otherwise, we're the regular health, we've got our wages. Supplies, miscellaneous purchase services, and auditor. I did leave this one higher too, just in case we needed to. We're closing out this final project with the federal sewer and get to pay an extra portion to it as well. Property insurance is okay. Supplies, maintenance, put on the transmission lines. We are budgeting to clean the sewer lines again. And then we did throw in this as a possibility. The pressure washer, a portion of that. And then some, hopefully send this someone to go get their license. Utilities. The purchase services, EAs. It was higher last year because again it was RPA, the project, which had been the construction, but it is also MDT sometimes goes under there too. So. But we'll have the high this year. And then we've got the liabilities already paid, and we have the two sewer loans that we are paying on. And so doing that, we to balance unless you guys want to postpone looking into upgrading those pump stations in the year.
How much do we have to take to do?
33,898.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Roughly.
I mean, we're.
So, that's what we were short.
That's
our estimate on what the bed value is. For the concrete, special valve, and installed.
Will it be done this year?
How much?
Would it get done this year? It's in the budget. So, if it's not going to get done, then why don't we just wait?
And we can budget for it, and then if we still decide not to do it, like it's not going to get done, then we could make a note to transfer it to, you know, or budget again next year for it.
Like cash in our side shouldn't get handed in if you not or nothing because we're not changing that, you know, just upgrading.
And it's under 80,000, so we don't have to go out to bid. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
We could probably have like things like command use concrete and like maybe keep it in good work policy.
Or we could wait a year, we could take the cash reserves off, take that 55,000 off, and put roughly 21,000 into cash reserves and look at it next year. So, sewer.
They're still working, it's just a matter of when, if.
Sewer has a balance, a fund balance of $485,769.
That's what we have in reserve?
Yeah, that's the fund, the total fund balance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have put $10,000 into cash replacement for machinery or for something. With all of the projects going on, it was the one that hadn't gotten as much cash reserves or capital improvement put aside.
So which lift station needs the most attention now?
They're both about the same, but the north side.
The north side is the one I think is most important.
Lori holds the busiest lift station we got.
But the north side is probably the worst.
I think we need to upgrade it, keep it on there.
My opinion on it.
Alright, so that one. Let's see this as well. Garbage on the debt page. The garbage truck is paid off this year, so we'll make a payment in the fall and a payment in the spring, and then we are
done.
So that is
huge.
Awesome. Right?
Exactly.
So garbage is pretty straightforward. Revenues pretty consistent across the board. Investments, again, I just kind of, I like it when it comes in over. I didn't have to use any cash reserves to make it balance. We have wages, supplies, miscellaneous, our purchase services, and property insurance for the administration part. We have getting more containers. They work really well. Dave doing the work to work with Haber to cut the delivery fee so we could actually get more bang for our buck. So
that was awesome.
We can do that again. Pressure washer as well. We had budgeted for some repairs, but we didn't do them. Everything seems to be, knock on wood, good. So I did cut that down. And I guess if something happens, then we'll be doing a budget amendment and we'll cross that bridge when it comes. So, or if it comes. With the landfill, we budgeted high for Dignified. I don't know what that will actually cost, but we did put that in there. Decrease the caps working great. Things are going well there, so we have that. And then this was our last garbage truck payments that we will be making, so that we can start looking at putting that amount straight into our cash reserve for future stuff next year, and update that on our capital improvement plan, and that's what we're doing. And whether it be for a garbage truck, an excavator, whatever, it'll be a nice chunk that we can start putting away for that. And then there is insurance, and so nothing's being transferred out this year for cash reserves, but the balance is that way. Something different.
That's good.
And the garbage fund is doing well too. Just so you guys know, they're on page 16, it has the annual fund total, so you can see the ending. So the garbage currently has $692,000 and some change as its fund balance. And it also has $35,000 that we have put specifically into cap replacement, cap increments. In 15, do you have page 15? My printer was being complete. So you can see that. Water has 25,000 that we put into the cash replacement. It has a fund balance of 792,496. So we move on to pest. Pest control, I have included using available cash that we've been putting aside to help purchase the doors from the side-by-side, but then also to work on installing a variable flow pump to the mosquito sprayer that we have right now. I've been talking to one of the people that help with the training. And this would allow whoever is spraying, it wouldn't matter what speed they're going. It will put out this right amount of spraying, whether they're going 2 miles an hour, stopped at a stop sign, or 15 down the street. Like, it will do the work for us. And so I budgeted that in. We currently have put aside $40,000 in pest to purchase things like that, or the upgrading spreader or whatever as we need it. So, but we wouldn't be transferring anything out right now. So, and then everything else is just as normal supplies, and then just a little bit of training and a little bit for repairs and things like.
Excuse me.
Our light assessment, I would recommend just leaving it the same. We are assessing for $28,000. We're bringing in just under $28,000 with how the taxes fall. We're expending just about that amount. Our lights, does have a fund balance that is higher, so we have 40,000 in there right now, so I don't think we want to go higher than that because we don't want to be 40 taxpayer money. So I think leaving it at the 28 is a good thing. Street maintenance, the gas, the taxes. We have budgeted for 107, but we brought in 106,000 last year when we increased. So I think that is safe to say we will assess that again this year. And and then we have some interest. The miscellaneous amount here that you guys see, that was for the sidewalk that we had fixed at the USDA building, and then we built the property owners and then they paid it back. And so I received it into Booster Data since that's where they paid it. So, and then we looked at sand and salt is good, but we would like to get some gravel, so we put that in. And then even though we did do $21,000 worth of asphalt repairs, it works to leave this $40,000 in here. And I think that we're going to need it depending on what happens at gym grounds there, some of these other areas, and it works. So, yep, so I recommend doing that, and then we would still transfer an additional $13,000 out to capital improvements to use towards a GIST project.
Okay.
What if the state has to dig up our street?
Yeah. Right? I really do. If they have to dig it up, they get to replace it. That's what I
think. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They dug some holes.
Police reserves, they didn't spend anything last year, so I'll be talking to them so that that fund balance does not get high. We don't want to risk having the state take back into capital. So I budgeted for, we received a little less than the year before when we got our state payment, so I just budgeted for roughly that same amount using some of the cash reserves again so that they can spend it down. Gas tax, the amount is based on what I got online for our anticipated gas tax revenues, investment earnings went low again. We have the available cash on hand still sitting there from the FARSA funds that we received and moved into here. So I left that as a separate line item so that we could see that. And then we would transfer in the $83,000 that we have been putting into capital improvement from the street maintenance specifically for the chip seal project, which would give us a revenue of $53,000. And then we plan to do a project, a chip seal project. I don't know what a chip seal project would cost. I don't know if we could actually get it done, but I think if we budget for it, then we could look at it. If we don't, we'll just roll it over like we've been doing and we'll put it better next year. But Chris is supposed to be getting back to me about the SID. So if you look into me, an SID on whether it be curbs and gutters in some way, shape, or form, we have to get that onto the ballot in June. So then we could maybe do this with something like that potentially, and water lines if we need to, you know, like try and get them all on the same plan. So we're not getting that as a group.
$21 a square.
For the guy that did this type of thing?
I was just wondering.
And we would, I don't know, I've never done been part of the chip seal project, I know we would have to put it out for bid because it would be, you know, obviously go over 80,000. I don't know what area we would want to start with because we are turning it out 15 years since our last one. So if you
probably right in front of Jim Brown's house.
Replace that lawn, yeah. So those would be things that we would want to obviously look at, but just budgeting what we have, just in case we are at the time. And the state likes to see us budgeting to do it rather than just what we can do. So. Chester Motors project. We're just waiting to see if they get me information. I took what I had, what wasn't, the differences, and just kind of put them in there, made it match. They have not told me when they think they're going to be finished. They haven't told me if us not being a member is going to make a difference in the completion of the project. They still haven't gotten the application in for the payment for two of the claims, but then I got another claim that would be for in June as well. So it really is kind of a cluster. So I really want to get to be done. June 30th, so we cooperate so that it can be done. And if something changes on those numbers, I will make sure to update them before we approve the final budget, if they get me some information, or if they don't and the project ends up finishing and we have to do a budget amendment, then we might have to do that. So since I don't know the cash is on it. The ARPA money has been dispersed. I'll be working with Craig to do some JVs to close that, all of that money out, but it's, you don't need to worry about spending any of that. The capital improvement shows that we bring in the $2,500 from the general fund, the $13,000 from the street maintenance, and then we will be transferring out the 83 to the chip seal project. And then we have the fire bring in the 2,500, but then we also make a note that any additional funds that are spent will be transferred in as well. So I'm going to cut that note here as well.
The fire truck coming. Oh, the fire truck
coming. It's not good. It doesn't pump water. It's right back in the bar, it's completely soaked wet under it. We clean the bottom of the new truck. What? Clean the bottom of the new truck. I walked in there today and it's still soaked wet under it.
And then the fireman's disability. With the increase in their investment earnings, which I don't know why when I'm receiving it in, so it goes to the right line on the annual fund totals, it puts it as donations in the system, so this isn't all donations, there is investments in this dollar amount too. But then they were able to pay out more to the retirees, they do have an extra loan, and so I anticipate that, I don't think it'll be 6,000, but I didn't want to have to do a budget amendment this week, so. And then on the totals page, that just gives you some general information as far as the actual investment earnings that we received from each fund. What we had budgeted last year for wages versus what we actually spent last year for wages, and then our budgeted wages for this year, broken down by fund, and then next to the general, I kind of explained what was included in that. And then the total revenues and the total expenditures don't look right. because we have not received those SRF payments or the DN, the Chester Motors payments, even though we've written the checks for them. So that's why there's that was there. Because if you do look at the annual fund totals, we have more than we started with the most last. Before to help pay for the interlocal, but yes, they're supposed to be used for training. But they need to use them so that the state doesn't take it back. I think
it's a losing or losing thing
because they could pull them from us. I don't know what kind of training they have, needs for. Maybe with these new radios that are, I don't know if there's. I'll talk to them about it. There weren't really huge changes. Really, a lot of it stayed the same from the year before, and I'd like to see that we're able to put money away. As I was doing it, I'm like, these are so similar, I figured I could save us some time. Type it in and get it balanced with a little bit of wiggle that we needed to do.
Yeah, I like the fact that there's some out there that we just kept just in case, so we didn't have to do the amendment. I think you did a great job.
Excuse me, how much is healthcare for you guys? Like,
$992.
Yeah, does that, or how much does that cover of a plan?
It covers an employee. Okay. So it'll cover at the Bridger plan. So I have the Bridger plan, Dave has the Bridger plan, Russell has the Bridger plan, so it pays for us.
Okay.
And then Cody wants to go with the high deductible, so he'll get the high deductible plus health savings to add up to 922.
Okay.
And then it's,
okay.
Yeah, not in general, but they're pretty close. Yeah, healthcare is just
$744 for health insurance.
on the, oh, I think it's the capital or annual fund total. So I guess that gas tax, is that, I guess part of that, yeah, going into the chip seal project potentially? Does that have specific requirements on what it's used for? Streets and roads?
So it can use some for salaries, and then, which is kind of the percentage of the salaries comes out of there a little bit, and then streets and roads, and that's it. Can't use it for sidewalks.
Curbs?
I don't know about curbs. I can look into curbs. I know, I just know that it's going across the list here without sidewalks. People want to use it for sidewalks. So I'll find out on that.
So we gotta adjourn this
okay.
One of the budget building.
Okay.
So we have a motion to adjourn the budget building.
Second. Yes.
Second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, so now we'll call to order the preliminary budget approval meeting. And there's no public here to comment on it. So now, Sonia, would you like to?
Yes, I will make the motion to approve the budget.
All right, we have a motion to approve the preliminary budget.
I will second.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. And now we can adjourn that meeting.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Favor? Everybody's in favor.
Aye.